embarrassed ourselves as winemakers and tasted some wines. That's what happened today.
Well, that's it in a sentence. Where are we right now?
In the cellar of Cairo Winery in Alazzo, Turkey.
And your name, Daniel?
Mud.
Daniel O'Donnell. So what would be on your business card, should you?
I don't have a business card.
What would be on it?
I don't know.
Just winemaker?
No, I think I just kind of mess around. I'm more getting people's way than I do any one specific thing. Yeah?
How many wines did you put in front of us today? I can see a lot. It should be on Twitter. It should be in your replies, actually. That was Tim Atkin. I just took a photograph of him drinking something
29.
Magical. 29 wines. And I'm standing, obviously, because today I learned a little bit more, and I spat everything out apart from one, which I quite like, so I'm keeping that to myself. So is this normal for you to put on days like this?
No, today's tasting was actually quite unique in that we tasted a single wine that A, has never been made before, and we bottled, and this was actually an educational tasting. Mm. We weren't tasting finished wines, although we did taste a few, but it was an attempt, a week attempt at trying to educate people on what the native grapes of Turkey are and what their variances are, either by soil type or vintage variation or growing region.
Give me the
pronunciation. It was cool.
I very much so. I mean, the fact that we've got rocks on the table and the stories behind those, the fact that we've got soil samples for everything that we're tasting. Not only the raw grapes, but frozen grapes from the time.
Yeah, that we picked from our vineyard, from that day. So it was important to me.
So we can taste what you tasted.
Yeah, exactly. That was
which is just fantastic. I don't know how, you know, I'm going to be so disappointed at the next tasting.
I'm sure the quality of the wines will be much more impressed in your next tasting.
So tell me all the grapes that we tasted today.
The focus and the goal of the tasting was to taste the two native varietals of eastern Turkey, which are Oskuz Gozu, which means eye of the vineyard, eye of the bull, and Boaskede, which literally means scratches your throat or burns your throat, and it quite frankly does, and as you know. We did taste a few other varietals, that one unique varietal that we talked about, and then we tasted a bit of Cab Franc and a bit of Syrah and Viognier, some international stuff, but really the focus and the majority of the things that we tasted today was about the native grapes of eastern Turkey.
Yeah.
And breadsticks.
And breadsticks in between. Yeah. It's been quite a journey, really interesting. Thank you very much.
No, thank you guys. I mean, I'd love to be able to do that. It has really been a driving force for the last 6 years to just immerse myself and try to learn as much as I can about these grapes that I've never heard of or tasted or anything, and to be able to share that with knowledgeable people about wine is to me really an honor. It really is great. And thank you guys for coming and spending the time and your hard-earned effort to be here and do this.
Well, that's all down to the European Wine Bloggers Conference. Thank you so much.
Cheers.